A word for you from Mark chapter 5 verses 2 and 6. And when Jesus stepped out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and fell down before him. What a wonderful run this was, and God caused it to happen. This man obeyed nobody. Remember that he couldn't even be subdued by the people in his own town, his family, friends. No one could subdue him. Even shackles and chains, with his demonic power, he would simply break them. He was then expelled. He was excommunicated out of his own town of birth, and his whole life where he had lived, he was an outcast. And so it is true of the sinner's condition. We are like this man, though we might not physically appear to have sores from our head to our feet because of this man trying to commit suicide, cutting himself, mutilating himself, which seems to be a fad in the world today, people cutting themselves. But it is like that in your whole life. Your spiritual being is full of sores if Jesus hasn't set you free. But notice that though he was completely demon-possessed, nevertheless, God gave him the grace, we can call it irresistible grace, and drew him to run to Jesus. The Lord had crossed the whole sea and the terrible storm to come for this one individual. And when this man sees Jesus step onto the shore, perhaps even before he stepped onto the shore, while he was still arriving in the boat, this man ran to Jesus. You see, demons are not in total control. Although it might appear here that he was 100% possessed, nevertheless, remember, even the demons must obey Jesus, as it happened in the story later on. They have to obey what the Lord says. He who has created all things, even the fallen angels, are under his full control. And so the man had the mind and the presence and the drawing, the magnetic draw from the Holy Spirit to run to the only one in the whole wide world who could save him. Yes, dear friend, the Lord has come for you, even in this condition that you find yourself in. Mhlambe nawe uboshwa amaketang wezono. Kodwa uJesu uzele wena, and he's able to liberate you. Run to him, like the prodigal son who came to his father from a distant country. He is waiting for you. Run to your Savior.